Male loneliness is getting an enormous amount of attention in the media these days. Now, I'm not saying that's not a real thing. In fact, I think it's very much a real thing. But I don't think we're one scented candle away from having an emotional breakdown. And I certainly don't think that we need to gather up all the lonely guys and send them to some retreat where we sit around cross-legged and hold hands and share our deepest emotional secrets with some guy named Kyler. That does not seem to be the solution, because I don't think we've clearly identified the problem. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about my hypothesis, and that is that loneliness, both in men and women, is probably more directly related to social media. And we can point our fingers at Mark Zuckerberg and his ilk for this problem more than anyone else. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. In past videos, I've talked to you guys a little bit about how women have an overactive amygdala. In other words, they are very reactive to fear, much more so than men are. Men also have an amygdala, but we also tend to be more rational than women. Women tend to be much more on the emotional side. So when that amygdala gets flipped on in a woman's brain, her emotions immediately get fired up. It's not just fear, it's an emotional fear. It's driven by her underlying neuroses, which is gonna really cause her to act in irrational ways frequently. Men have a rational mind, so when our amygdala gets flipped on, we tend to try to think through it, and thus we come up with conspiracy theories, everything. I mean, yeah, so we apply a rational thinking mind to fear, and we're trying to find an explanation for something that has no explanation. And this is the problem. Now, how all this relates to social media is that social media specifically uses that fear mechanism to get your attention. So your amygdala, whether it be as an emotional response for a woman or as a rational response that ends up in some conspiracy theory, takes us all to the same place. We all go to Crazy Town. Crazy Town is the cash cow of social media. This is where they monetize your attention more than anything. I know you're thinking, okay, John, how does this work into male loneliness? I'm getting there. Just stick with me here for a minute. So when women go into the Crazy Town, they look for consensus. They are developing a posse. That's what they like to call it. And they like to, as a group, make a decision about where this fear is coming from. Who's at fault? Who is the perpetrator? Who's the bad guy? And over the last decade or two, more and more often, that bad guy has been men. So now you take a real situation, like, you know, this Harvey Weinstein guy and people like him who were clearly behaving extremely badly, criminal behavior, and suddenly every man, from a woman's perspective, has that same underlying characteristic. We're all perverts, we're all predators, we're all bad guys. So now women start to create this narrative that men are inherently bad and that masculine characteristics are inherently evil in some way, shape, or form. So men naturally push back against this, say, no, that's not the case at all. So we can see the beginning of a divide. I guess is my point, is the divide begins to occur there. On the man's side, we fall into these traps of conspiracy theories, and then we don't trust anyone. Everyone is after us. We become paranoid. Our amygdala is turned on, and our rational mind is turned on, so we're always looking for the underlying pattern. What is someone doing that's causing us to be not experiencing our life the way we want to? As soon as you start living your life from the perspective of your amygdala, you're gonna shut down. It makes it much more difficult to establish relationships with people because you're always suspicious of what their motives are. With women, you know, their amygdala gets turned on through these social media feeds and they become shut down as well. They don't wanna have new relationships. It makes it very, very scary for them. And you think about it, they're physically weaker. You know, they have all kinds of, you know, problems when it comes to dealing with men. So their amygdala is shutting it down on that end. And our amygdala is not only seeing the conspiracy theories and hearing the threats that women are, you know, making at us, you know, what they're calling us the threats. We just don't want to play anymore. We're like, we're taking our ball and we're leaving. You know, we don't want to have this in our lives. So it's very easy for male loneliness to become a problem, especially to the men who are experiencing it. So how do you get through this? What do you do to reverse this? Because we can't change society, obviously. We can't change social media. You know, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world and the, you know, TikToks and YouTube shorts, they're all going to continue to do what they do. They're turning everyone into these mindless, fear-based, you know, zombies, basically. And the only way that you as a man can address it in your own life and deal with it is you must have a mission. You must have purpose. Because what ends up happening is if you're focused on fear and conspiracies and what other people are saying or doing all the time, then you lose sight of the value that you bring to your own life. And I think that is the most important consideration when it comes to male loneliness. I think loneliness is just a combination of being alone and being hopeless. When you get being alone and mix it with being hopeless, then you get loneliness. But when you think about what it means to be alone without the hopelessness, well, I can tell you some of my best thoughts, my best times, my best experiences have happened when I was completely alone. And once you release the idea that you need to have someone there to observe you having these critical moments in your life and that your attention on it is enough, then you stop having that sense that you're missing something by not having someone, specifically a woman, in your life. Now, there are different times when loneliness can strike us, you know. When you're a young guy, I think that if you're young right now, you are probably the biggest victim of social media there is, because social media is using fear and the, you know, our amygdala to manipulate us to get our attention so that we will basically give them times to run ads in front of us. And they're gonna run ads that they hope will sell products that will give us some sense of relief, because we're constantly in a stressed out situation with the amygdala. You know, our sympathetic nervous system is turned on. We're releasing enormous amounts of cortisol into our bodies. Along with that cortisol comes, you know, blood sugar goes sky high. Yeah, it's no wonder that everyone is diabetic. You know, I mean, quite frankly, I don't know how we couldn't be diabetic. And of course, it's just spreading to the world too. I mean, everyone who becomes addicted to social media starts to have this experience where their society begins to break down. The women stop, you know, wanting to be with the men stop wanting to be with the women, their conspiracy theories, the fear. It's all just being driven by this monster that we've created with social media. So what are you going to do about it as a man? Well, the first thing you got to do is you've got to shut off the scrolls. You've got to turn off the TikTok, the Instagram, and the YouTube shorts. These things are designed specifically to get a reaction. In fact, I use an AI that cuts up my long form videos into shorts. And when I look at them, these things are designed specifically to be reactive. They take clips and piece them together and create a narrative in that short that obviously is out of context. But that lack of context can make that short seem much more hyperbolic than what it actually is. And again, it's just because the entire industry of social media is built on the idea that they can get an emotional reaction from you. And through that emotional reaction, they can keep your attention. And by keeping your attention, they can sell ad space. And by selling advertising, they make their money. And the only way to stop this is to stop the damn scroll. That has to be the meme. Stop the scroll. If we can stop the scroll, then we can stop the breakdown of society. I'm telling you, women will stop being afraid of everything and, you know, building up these narratives about what's scary out there in the world. And men will stop being conspiracy theorists about everything that pops up. That every weird thing that happens doesn't necessarily mean some crazy billionaire is behind it. Now, social media, there are billionaires behind that. And yeah, and they definitely know what they're doing. Have no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. They know exactly what they're doing. They understand the psychology of their product. They understand how it works, why it works, and how they get paid from it. So that is a real conspiracy. That's not something that I'm just pointing to and saying that's, I mean, that's, this is validated in congressional hearings. Employees of Google and Facebook and TikTok, they've all gotten together and they all know exactly how this algorithm works and why it works and how they get paid from it and how it affects people's brains. They know it. They know it. And they know how it affects children's brains, which is even scarier. So we've Generation Z, we've got a whole generation of kids that have grown up with this shit, you know? And yeah, they're struggling. They are really struggling. Statistically, less than 1.5% of the entire population is gay or lesbian or trans. Less than 1.5%. But in Generation Z, it's like 15%. Yeah. And my thought on that is that these kids are so insecure about who they are as people, and they are so afraid of how they're going to fit in socially, that they don't know how to express themselves as a gender. They don't know how to express themselves sexually in a relationship, because all of their relationships have been curated and shaped and formed by social media. And yeah, so if you're a Generation Z guy, you're going to have to stop and take stock of the fact that, or consider the possibility that your brain has been distorted and morphed into something that no longer sees reality the way that it actually is. And the best thing that you can do is withdraw from social media. Just get rid of it altogether. At the end of the day, we are responsible for our own states of mind. We must take responsibility for it. But you have to have awareness for how your state of mind is being impacted by your surroundings. And I think that's the part that we miss. We don't realize what inputs are having an effect on us. And in order to control that, we need to just be aware that something is happening, that people are trying to manipulate us and get our attention through these manipulations. So get clarity about what it is that's important to you in your own life. Decide for yourself what you want for your own personal future. What does your life look like a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Create a path to achieve those goals. Create a purpose for yourself and have a mission in your life and stay mission focused. If your purpose and your mission in life is the center of your thoughts and your activities, then you don't have time to waste chasing down stupid conspiracies or scrolling on Instagram or TikTok or any of these other foolish applications, or even dating apps for that matter. You don't have the time to do that. You're mission focused. And once you occupy your mind with that, and you occupy your time with actually doing the things necessary to achieve that, you're gonna find that you're a lot less likely to feel hopeless when you're alone. So if you can remove the hopelessness from loneliness, you're just left with being alone. And being alone is an opportunity for you to hear your own thoughts. It's an opportunity for you to experience peace. It's an opportunity for you to reflect on your own life and decide how you wanna go forward, to plan what's coming next for yourself. It's not a punishment. You know, loneliness feels like it's like we're being punished for something, and we need to stop looking at it that way. It's an opportunity for you to find those things that are valuable to yourself and implement them in your life, and to really catch your breath and enjoy what you've got. You know, gratitude just goes so far in adding an enhancement to your life, to making you feel more fulfilled at every turn. You know, coming out here in the woods, as I was going through my job change and my divorce, it helped me understand gratitude on a level that I never fully understood before. And that gratitude continues to this day. And I can tell you without reservation, I am happier, more fulfilled, and never lonely in my life right now. There's never a time when I think, God, I wish I had a woman here. Maybe for 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the day. But you know, most of the time, I am not missing it. I am not missing it at all. If you're a middle-aged guy and you're married, God bless you, and you're feeling lonely in your marriage, I've been there and I understand that. And I don't know that there is much you can do, quite honestly. If you can't convince your partner, your wife, that having a healthy relationship is worth her time and energy, and putting some real effort into your relationship is worthwhile, then probably the only option you have is to leave that relationship. Because if you're no longer getting any intimacy and your relationship is really strained most of the time, and you can tell that you're unhappy and she's unhappy, then why would you continue in this relationship? Except for the fear of loneliness. That's what keeps so many guys stuck in bad marriages, is they're afraid of being lonely. And what I just said about having a plan and having a mission and being grateful, honest to God, that is the path forward. When you are on that track, you really don't have time to be lonely. Your life takes on new meaning. But it's got to be something that is really meaningful. You can't just, you know, say, well, I'm going to make it my mission to conquer this video game. Yeah, that's not going to do it. It's got to be bigger than you. You know what I mean? It's got to be a lot bigger than you. It's got to be so big that it will occupy your imagination. It'll be something that you want, and that you, it's more than just a want. It's more like an obsession, where it's something that you absolutely know that you need to have in your life, and you're going to do whatever it takes to get it. That is how you defeat loneliness, is you create this mission that's bigger than life. And when you do that, everything else falls into place. You know, your time gets occupied, your thoughts get occupied. You don't have time for another person in your life. You don't even think about it. You're not worried about it. It doesn't bother you that you're alone. In fact, you prefer it. You prefer being alone. And loneliness is never an issue. So start thinking through, what do you want your life to be? You only got so much time here, you know? And you might as well do something fun with it, you know? I mean, why spend your time on the safe path when you can take some risks and maybe do something amazing, you know? Nobody ever made it into the history books by being safe, that's for damn sure. Now, if you're an older guy like me, you're divorced, if you're feeling lonely and you're not feeling the sense, the freedom, the autonomy, and the opportunity to be your authentic self, then you need to stop and reflect about why that is. Do you really want her back? Do you really want her back? The her that left you? Because the her that you met 20 or 30 years ago, she's gone. She's dead. She doesn't exist anymore. That woman that you fell in love with, she's doesn't exist. So you can't hold that woman as your ideal and say, that's what I want, because that doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. So the only thing that exists of her right now is that woman who left you, the woman who told you you weren't good enough, the woman who was dissatisfied with everything that you had done up until this point. That woman has left you because she doesn't want to be with you anymore. Now, why do you want to be with her? What are you getting from that? Nothing. I'm telling you, I'm going to answer that for you. There is nothing in that for you. There is no value in that. It's only in your imagination that this exists. It does not exist in the real world. So you have to get that thought out of your head. You need to start with acceptance that things are the way they are and you cannot change them. There are some things that just happen in the universe and you have no control over them. In fact, most things that happen in the universe, you have no control over. And your wife leaving was one of those things. You know, you can count it like a falling star. It's like one of those random things just happened. And you don't complain about the falling star. You don't complain about it raining from time to time. You don't complain about the occasional snowstorm. Shit happens, you know, and you just move on. You work your way through it. So you got to work your way through this, just like you did anything else. So you got to start with acceptance. Accept. She's gone. This is the way it is. This is your new reality. What are you going to do now? Because you only have one of two choices. You can either live your life to the fullest, or you can sit around and whine and complain about the way things are, you know? So quit with the whining and complaining. Take control of your life. Start thinking through, what do you want for yourself? Have gratitude for what you do have. Find things around you to be grateful for, people in your life to be grateful for, and then focus on your mission. Like, what are you going to do now? What comes next? If you're not mission focused, then you get bored. And when you get bored, you start to feel sad. And when you start to feel sad, you start to feel hopeless. You start to feel hopeless, you start to feel lonely, you know? And now you're just sitting around the house complaining about being lonely, when you have control over that. That's not something that's happening outside of you. Loneliness is not a disease that you catch. Loneliness is not something that someone gave to you. Loneliness is something that you choose psychologically, emotionally, subconsciously. You're choosing this path because it serves you in some way. Figure out why and decide not to have it anymore. Just decide, this is not serving me. I am not going to allow this thought into my existence. It's not worth it. I respect myself too much to punish myself for something I had no control over, you know? And even if you did have some control over it, maybe you cheated, maybe you were an asshole, I don't know. But you gotta forgive yourself and move on. End of day, you gotta forgive yourself and move on. What's done is done, just let it go. Loneliness is something that is a real force in our lives that can destroy our lives. And if you allow it to take hold and to run your experience, to take over your experience, your life is going to lose meaning and become less valuable to you at every turn. And you're going to start looking for things like drugs and alcohol or gambling or some other distraction. And you're going to use your loneliness as a rationalization of why you're doing these self-destructive behaviors. And that is unfortunate because, like I said just a minute ago, loneliness is a construct of your own imagination. It's not something that's real. It's not something that's out there in the world. This is something that comes from within you. And it begins with hopelessness, not with being alone. Being alone is not causing your loneliness. The hopelessness is causing your loneliness. Because I spend a lot of time alone and I don't ever feel lonely. And there are lots and lots and lots of guys out there that are exactly the same as me who spend a ton of time being alone. So if being alone was the cause of loneliness, then we would all be complaining of loneliness. And it's very simply not the case. So it's the hopelessness. And if hopelessness is really your problem, then you can change that. You just need to find something to hope for. You just need to have a thought about what the future could be. If you have a thought about how good things could be at some point in the future, you can start working toward that now. And if you start working toward that now, it's going to start taking up your imagination. It's going to start taking up your time. You're going to start putting work into it. And as you do that, you're going to find the loneliness falls away really, really fast. Because now you're on mission. You're focused. You have a purpose. Your life is moving in a direction that you choose. You have empowered yourself to take control of your life. And once you do that, yeah, loneliness is no longer even a consideration. It's like, if it ever happens, it's just a passing thought. It's like a cloud in the sky and it's gone in an instant and you're back right on track again. So yeah, don't allow loneliness to be the excuse for you not achieving whatever you want in your life. Don't allow loneliness to hold you down. Don't allow loneliness to make your life suck. And far as you know, this is all you get. You know, I'm gonna fall off this tree. But yeah, you need to take control, be in charge of your own life and just not accept loneliness as a reality, because it's a reality that comes from inside you and you have 100% control over it. You decide right here and now that you're gonna start finding something to hope for in the future and moving forward in that direction and creating a purpose and a mission for your life and start taking the steps to make that purpose and mission materialize for yourself, that goal, that outcome. And watch how that loneliness falls away. Just watch. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know somebody who might enjoy this, please share it with them. In the meantime, just as a reminder, I do some coaching. So if you're experiencing some loneliness, you want someone to chat with, I do 15-minute free consultations. You can check me out online at johnsgriffin.com. And yeah, it's free, 15 minutes, we'll talk. If you wanna talk more, you know, we can set something up. But anyway, till next time, remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.